The story you're about to listen to is courtesy of FanSided.
Who's in the college football hot seat heading into week two? Coming in at number four, Jim Mora. While UCLA did complete one of their best comebacks ever in college football, their first half performance against Texas A&M was less than stellar. It had people calling for Jim Mora's job immediately, but with the win, he has saved himself for the time being and is trending upward. However, should UCLA falter a few times the rest of the way, then Mora's seat will be back to being quite warm in no time. Number three, Todd Graham. Arizona State did pick up the win in week one over New Mexico State, yes, but it wasn't anything for head coach Todd Graham to be proud of, and his job is not any more safe than it was entering the season. The offense looked sloppy at times, and once again, the defense side of the ball showed little improvement. Things are not looking up for Graham as the head coach of the Sun Devils for much longer. Number two, Brian Kelly. Entering the season, maybe the coach on the hottest seat was Notre Dame's Brian Kelly. After going 4-8 last year, a no-no in South Bend, Kelly's seat was engulfed in flames. He helped his cause in week one, however, with a 49-16 throttling of Temple and can really cool down his seat this week with a win over Georgia of the SEC. And number one, Kevin Sumlin. When you're already in the hot seat entering the season and then you blow a 44-10 second half lead in the first game of the season, there's no way you're not topping this list. Kevin Sumlin's seat in College Station right now is an inferno, even having university regents publicly call for his dismissal following the game. The days of Sumlin at Texas A&M were numbered to begin with, but after the embarrassing loss in Los Angeles, he might not be long for the job. For all the latest happenings in college football, keep it at FanSided and SaturdayBlitz.com.